Welcome to the Townships at 12 on CJMQ 88.9 FM, better known as The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In this half hour, I will have some community announcements for you, and don't forget, if you belong to a nonprofit organization and your organization is having an event coming up, or if you would like me to do an interview with your organization, please give me an email at cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. Now, very exciting in this half hour also, I will be interviewing Scott Woods from the Scott Woods Band. The band will be performing on December 14th at 7 p.m. at Hope Community Church in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. Scott will be talking about the band and what we can expect at the concert and also how to get tickets. Now, in the second half hour, I will be interviewing Vicky Belanger. She is the Director of Finance and Communications for the Maison aux Lumières, a hospice on the grounds of the CHUS campus. Vicky will be talking about the hospice and also about one of their big fundraisers going on right now, the selling of poinsettias. I will also have some health news and some music, so please join me for the next hour. And we will start out with some music, and I will be back after that. You're listening to the Townships of 12 with me, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and we heard a tune from Scott Woods, Canadian Fiddle Champion, and that's off his CD called Old Time Christmas. We heard Frosty the Snowman, and if you want to pick up your tickets, just go to the website. It's scottwoods.ca, and just navigate the website, or you can also pick up your tickets at Becca's Bakery in Lennoxville, another great place, and pick up some baked goods at the same time. So next up, we're going to have some community events. And there will be a Christmas concert on Saturday, December 9th, 6:30 p.m. at St. Patrick's Church in Sherbrooke with the purpose of raising funds to feed the needy. They feed between 70 to 90 people every Sunday. At St. Patrick's Church, the address is 20 Gordon Street in Sherbrooke. There is no fixed amount or entrance ticket. It will only be a monetary donation at your discretion. There will be a box at the entrance of the church where you can put your donation. So come and enjoy the music and help them to help the needy. So that sounds like a lot of fun. Christmas concerts are always popular. And we also have a blood donor clinic coming up, and this is in Magog, and it happens on Thursday, December 7th, between 9:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the 25th collection organized by the municipality of Magog. The organizers hope that citizens will be ready to achieve the target of 250 donors and to mark this important anniversary of the event. In 25 years, they've received more than 7,000 donors in their traditional collection. So to donate blood, you must be 18 years of age or older and meet the criteria of Héma-Québec. It's preferable to check before you go. So just get on the Héma-Québec.qc.ca site. And the collection will take place in the basement of the Church of St. John Bosco, located at 900 Sherbrooke Street in Magog. People who wish to donate blood must make an appointment to book their time slot. It is possible to do so online at Héma-Québec.qc.ca or by phone 1-800-343-7264 or by email at jedun-hema-quebec.qc.ca. And the Hugs campaign is still on for Mental Health S3. They're looking for new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, also toiletries. You can drop them off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville in the beige bins, or you can give them a call for a pickup. You can also write them a check and put Hugs in the memo line. So their email is projects@mentalhealths3.com, or you can call them 819-565-3777. And don't forget, if you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, I'd like to help you get the word out. We can announce it for free on air, or we can do an interview also, or both. Just give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com. or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. And next up, we'll listen to the interview I did with Scott Woods, and after that, we'll hear another tune. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with Maureen on The Cube, 88.9 FM. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, 88.9 FM, and welcome to The Townships at 12. We have Scott Woods today, so welcome, Scott.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And you're quite popular. You've been in the townships quite a few times doing shows over the years. And you're coming to the Hope Community Church to do a show. That's on December 14th. So I'm sure everybody's very excited about that. Now, you did shows in the spring, but this is your first full Christmas tour in a few years. And I'm sure everyone in the band is charged up and thrilled to be back on stage.
Absolutely. Our old-time country Christmas show is very, very popular. It has a great appeal. You don't have to be a fiddle fan or a country music fan by any means. It is a true Christmas show from start to finish. We start right off the bat with the Christmas music. And, you know, there's something for everyone. There's lots of fun stuff. You know, we have some silly costumes and some silly things that happen in the show. So the kids love it. But there's some serious moments, too. It's a real Christmas show. The true meaning of Christmas comes through loud and clear, for sure.
Okay, so that's interesting. Something for kids, something for everybody, I guess, in the show. And I have to ask, this area seems to be almost a regular stop in every one of your tours. What is it that keeps you coming back time and time again, Scott?
The Eastern Townships have always been very supportive of fiddle music and of our shows. We've been coming since probably about 2006 or 7, roughly. We started going to Richmond, and we've been in Sherbrooke area, Lenoxville, different times. And the crowd just seems to love their fiddle music, and we always have a lot of fun. And we play very much a Don Messer style, and our approach is very much the way Don Messer would with the Christmas music. For example, we play Christmas in Killarney, say, and instead of taking a guitar solo or a fiddle solo just on the basic melody of Christmas in Killarney, we'll break into a fiddle tune and we'll go into a jig, and maybe Leo, our drummer, will come out front and do a little step dance. And that kind of tongue-in-cheek approach to the Christmas music with mixing in a little bit of fiddle music has always been very well received in the townships, for sure.
Sounds interesting. Now, your band has changed a bit since last time.
Well, Steve has been with us actually for many years, and he wasn't able to do the spring tour, but he's back with us once again on the Christmas tour. His name is Petico, Steve Petico, and he is world-renowned as the Telecaster Master. He's probably one of Canada's finest country guitar players anywhere. He tours all over the world, does clinics with some of the best guitar players in the world, and he is like three players in one. He's doing rhythm, he's doing lead fills, and at the same time, he can sound like a pedal steel. It's absolutely amazing what he can do with a guitar. And Naomi Bristow, she's been well-known in that area as well, because she is known as Canada's Yodeling Cowgirl. And so she actually does a Christmas yodeling song that she found. But she sings so beautifully. She puts on a long dress and comes out and sings Oh Holy Night or Silent Night and some of the more nostalgic, sentimental Christmas songs. And her voice is so pure. You just get shivers when she sings. And you combine that with Leo Stock, who's our drummer and also our step dancer and our fiddle player. He's a two-time current reigning Canadian Open step dancing champion. His feet go about 100 miles an hour. It's absolutely amazing. And my sister Kendra is covering the piano and the bass. She also is a champion fiddler. So Leo and Kendra and I team up three fiddles, and we back some of Naomi's songs with three fiddles. And it's just a real variety. You don't really get bored of anything, because everything changes every 2 seconds. We all sing, and there's lots of fun stuff, and it's just a really fast-moving show.
Okay. Now, the show is a mix of seasonal song favorites or some humor, some step dancing. Is there any particular part of the show that's your favorite?
We have a story that was written by a friend of mine called In Search of Christmas Day. And it was written by Janet Martin from Drayton, Ontario. And it talks about the true meaning of the season and, you know, how lots of people call it Merry Xmas. And it doesn't specifically refer to the fact that people are starting to say Happy Holidays instead of Merry Christmas. But it does reflect on that. And so we set that to music. And I sit on a stool and I read the story. It's a poem. And it's a very heartfelt, touching part of the show. It's right near the end of the first half. And that always, it follows Silent Night, which we do just before that. So it's kind of a nice moment. And then they go into this story, and it kind of truly reflects everyone's feelings about this is a real Christmas show. And I know that's one of my favorite moments as well. And of course, for the audience, sometimes they like to see the tricks. I still walk on a barrel and play under my leg and do a front running somersault. So people often ask if I'm still the flippin' fiddler, and yes, indeed.
Okay, that's awesome. One of the most unique things about the Scott Woods Band is that all the members come down after the show off the stage to personally chat with the audience at the end of the performance. And why do you do that?
That's always been something we've done, and we're very, very humble. We don't take anything for granted. The audience is who pays the bills for us. You know, they support us by buying tickets and buying CDs. And a lot of them have a very personal connection with us. Lots of them bring us cookies or, you know, memorabilia of fiddle music from their family history. And we really appreciate having a chance to chat with them. And they tell us, oh, you should play this tune or you shouldn't do that tune. And we really listen closely to our audience. It's really the reason that we're on the road. And so we really respect them, and any chance we get to interact with them, we truly, absolutely love that.
Okay. Did you come from a musical family, Scott?
I did, yes. I'm the youngest of four, and of course, my dad was a fiddler, and he started playing when he was just a young boy, put a band together when he was young, and in, I think, 1956, his band needed a piano player. And he hired a young teenage girl who ended up being my mom. That's how they met. And so four of us kids came along. We all took violin and piano lessons. And, you know, studying classical music, Dad would teach us fiddle tunes in the style of Don Messer as a reward for practicing the scales and studies and exercises and etudes. And that's why we all play. And so my mom retired from playing the piano with us about maybe 8 or 10 years ago. My oldest sister, Elizabeth, is a medical doctor, so she plays the odd time when she's going to be playing with us in Kempville, but she doesn't tour with us. And my brother has toured with us, but he is busy as well as a young son, so he can't tour, but he still plays. And then my sister Kendra is still on the road with me and playing the piano as well as the fiddle, and she often plays accordion or saxophone or something. So it's very much, when we get together at Christmas time, it's a big musical fest for sure. We all gather around Mum at the piano and all of us with our fiddles and play some Christmas carols and some of our favorite tunes.
Okay. How many hours a day do you practice? Because you've got, like, not just the music part of it, but the somersaults, etc.?
Yeah, I don't actually practice the somersault. I do practice the violin every day, even when we're on the road. Sometimes I don't have a lot of time. It's usually like an hour before the show. Mm-hmm. I kind of have my pre-show routine. We arrive in the afternoon and set up all our gear. We take a full PA and lights and sound and the backdrop with the pipe and drape, and we have projection with GoPro cameras on the stage and a five-piece band. There's a lot of equipment to set up. And then, you know, once we get a shower and something to eat, then I'm back in the venue and I'm practicing backstage.
Okay, so it's pretty much your life.
Yeah, it is. It is. And then I do all the driving of our big old bus. And so it's a long day. We're starting the day off early. And, you know, as other things have to happen. You buy groceries and you have to do some laundry when you're on the road and put fuel in the bus and all of those kinds of things. And then invariably something breaks and you have to fix it. And there's not a whole lot of glamour to this life.
Okay. Now, you're playing at Hope Community Church in Lenoxville on December 14th, 7 p.m. I know we'll be awarding a pair of tickets during the radio bingo, but how can people buy tickets?
The easiest way is to go to my website at scottwoods.ca. And if you scroll through the schedule page and find the Sherbrooke show, you click on the highlighted section, and that will give you all the details about this show. And there's a link right there to purchase online. It's an active orange button. You click that, and that will take you to a checkout, and you can put as many tickets in there as you want. You pay with a credit card. And the way it works is then your tickets will be at the door on the night of the show. So anybody that buys their tickets that way, or if they call my office, they can do the same thing and do it over the phone. And Kathy actually will answer the phone. And our number is toll-free 1-855-726-8896. That's 1-855-726-8896. And the same process. You buy with a credit card, and then your tickets will be at the door on the night of the show under your name. You just show up and say your name. My sister Kendra will have the tickets for you, and you come in. And we're expecting a really good crowd in Sherbrooke, so I suggest that folks get the tickets and come out for a night of old-time country Christmas music.
Okay, great, awesome. Now, how many CDs? You'll be selling the CDs also at the concert?
Absolutely, yes. We all have CDs. I've got 25 different albums that I've recorded myself since 1986, I guess. And we've got three different Christmas albums, two different gospel CDs. We have a new one called Old Fashioned Hoedown that came out in the spring. Steve Fatico's got some guitar picking. Leo Stock's got some fiddling and singing on his CD. My sister Kendra has a brand new CD of her fiddle music. And of course, Naomi Bristow has, I think, three of her newest CDs. She's got a gospel one, her Christmas one, and her new country album as well that will be for sale at the show. And we invite folks to check those out. They make a great gift idea. If you're wondering what to buy for those hard-to-buy-for folks for Christmas, the CDs make a great gift.
No, for sure. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Scott?
No, I really appreciate your help getting the word out, and we're really excited to be back on the road. It's a long run, 43 shows in 48 days in 5 provinces, and we're only just about halfway through now.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Okay, well, we thank you very much, and looking forward to the show on December 14th.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, I don't know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, yearning for the folks at home when Christmas times are coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy? Don't you hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy? Don't you hear them singing? When it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home. Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, Christmas times are coming, and I know I'm going home.
And I'm back. You're listening to The Townships at 12 with me, Maureen, and we heard another tune off the Christmas Memories CD by the Scott Woods Band, and we heard track number one called Christmas Times A-Coming. So again, going to be a great concert coming to the Hope Community Church in Lenoxville on December 14th, and we will have some free tickets to give away at the bingo. The next one up is December 5th, so you need to listen. You need to actually play bingo too. And you can have a chance to win two tickets. So I think the tickets are $45 a piece, I think, but I'm not sure. So next up in the next half hour, before that though, we're going to take a break, hear a word from our sponsors, and also the news with Derek Bullard. But in the second half hour today, I'll be talking with Vicki Belanger. Now, Vicki is the Director of Finance and Communications for the hospice called Maison Aube Lumière. She's going to be talking to us about the hospice and also about the fundraising event they have going on right now, and that is selling poinsettias. Word from our sponsors and the news, and I'll be back after that, so please stay tuned for the second half.